Absolutely, it's not going to be. And so you're going to want to be very cautious as you go out onto the ice. Have some emergency gear with you. Have a friend with you that you're separated from. One has one end of the rope, one has the other. When you're going out to just kind of begin to see what the situation is a smart way to go. Having a life jacket on, a lot of people don't think about that. But a life jacket is as useful in the winter as it is in the summer in your boat. You will, you know, it's called a life jacket for a reason. So having a flotation device like that, having a rope, having some ice picks that are little handles with a little spike on the end of it that you could pull yourself out or across the ice and then roll away from a hole if you did fall in is very useful. Could save your life. Very simple piece of equipment. But you have to drill these little test holes or spike a little test hole to see the thickness, and do that often because the thickness of the ice, you may not know that there's a spring underneath the pond that water's moving underneath the ice in that location, and 10 feet away you may have had a good 5 inches of ice, but you strike another hole and you have 2 inches of ice. You better pay attention because those are the kinds of things that can happen.